Hello, and you're very welcome to another edition of The Others, the Alan Kinsella podcast. We'll look at small parties, groups and independents that have contested elections in Ireland over the years. This week, it's the turn of two post office candidates that ran in Roscommon in the 1991 local elections in response to various cost-cutting measures to be implemented by on post, Danny Burke and Paul Barron. They were also fighting on a general kind of rural Ireland as being discriminated against platform too. Thanks to everybody who's subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't done, please do so. And of course, share episodes you like on social media, etc., etc. Thanks especially to those who've supported the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit. And help support the website and the podcast. If you want to contact me, I'm at electionlit on Twitter, irishelectionliterature@gmail.com, irishpoliticalephemera on Facebook, and irishelectionliterature.com is the website. Thanks. In 1991, Unpost was in a bad way, and it introduced a rationalisation plan. Political pressure was mounting on the government last night to intervene and alter Unpost's rationalisation scheme, as shock details were disclosed of a plan to downgrade more than 30 head post offices. As a storm blew up over proposed closure of 500 sub-post offices, Unpost last night named 23 head post offices which are to be downgraded to district offices. It is understood that the downgrading will result in more than 100 staff being offered transfers to other offices or voluntary redundancy. It is expected that when unions sit down tomorrow with management to discuss the radical cost-cutting plan, they will strongly oppose the downgradings. The plan by Unpost to phase out 500 sub-post offices is meeting such a fierce political resistance that it almost certainly will be changed. Described as socially disastrous because of the impact it would have on rural life, it has caused anger in all the main political parties. Fianna Fáil ministers and backbenchers have been strongly lobbied on the issue, especially outside of larger cities and towns. It is acknowledged that it is within the competence of Unpost to make the decisions to chop the offices and change house deliveries to end of the road post boxes. But an authoritative source in government last night predicted that Unpost would get the message about the undesirability socially and politically of their plan. One compromise being suggested was that sub-post offices would be phased out as people retired or decided to opt out. The full list of head post offices to be regraded as district offices is Ballinasloe, Bandon, Bantry, Birr, Carrick-on-Shannon, Castlereagh, Cavan, Claremorris, Clonmel, Enniscorthy, Goree, Kells, Kilmallock, Lifford, Longford, Monaghan, Nina, Skibbereen, Thurles, Tuam, Tullamore, Westport and Wicklow. FG Communications spokesman Austin Curry last night tabled a Doyle motion that would at least temporarily block the move to close the sub-post offices. Labour leader Dick Spring described the plan as an attack on the fabric of life in the country. A spokesman for the Communications Workers Union said a whole layer of promotions would be wiped away with the regrading of post offices. So it was a massive issue. Cutbacks essential is if Unpost not to go bankrupt. Unpost would be bankrupt. This is all from February 1991, by the way. Unpost would be bankrupt in up to 3 years if action is not taken to cut its losses, the Tourism, Transport and Communications Minister said. The bleak news that 1,500 jobs were being axed to save the company from collapse was announced in the 24 million cost-cutting plan. During a special debate on the company's crisis, the minister said Unpost lost 3.6 million in 1989 and 10 million last year. On present policies, it was facing a loss of £16 million this year. Compulsions redundancies would not be sought, but staff would be invited to take early retirement. The reorganisation would be phased to ensure the least damage and minimal disruption to social welfare recipients. You know, it was a big national story, obviously, and it was a big national story as something like this was, and of course, it was also seen as an attack on rural Ireland. And the idea of the post boxes at the end of a road or a lane for people to collect their post, rather than the postman actually coming to the door and dropping it in, was one that caused a lot of angst also, as you can imagine. I think we saw during the pandemic how important the postman calling to a house was, as you know, to see people, even just for a chat, just to say hello. But the idea of having to collect your post at the end of the road and so on really, really, really was something that annoyed people. And took, you know, there was, whatever people say, there's a social responsibility aspect that Unpost do very well with their postal services. In Roscommon rebels against post office closures. 3/4 of the rural post offices in County Roscommon could face the axe in the coming months if the major shake-up of Unpost services goes ahead as planned. The proposed radical cost-cutting package by the semi-state body called for the closure of 550 sub-post offices nationwide. Both rural Ireland will bear the brunt, with 55 of County Roscommon's 70 offices believed to be in danger if the controversial plan is implemented. Meanwhile, in a dramatic development on Tuesday night, it emerged that Castlereagh and Carrick-on-Shannon are two of the 23 post offices, head post offices, expected to be downgraded to district status. This move would result in the loss of 100 jobs around the country. A union spokesman said Castlereagh head post office said was not in. According to councillor for the Castlereagh area, Micheál McGrail, 16 sub-post offices in the Castlereagh postal districts face closure. The offices earmarked are Treen, Tibbaheen, Castle Plunketts, Clonmynda, Boholas, Lissauli, Bluina, Callow, Edmundstown, Granlahan, Glinsk, Lurgan, Moyne, Urlour, Drumheelan and Siglon. He pointed out that both the Minister for Communications and Minister for Finance had powers under the 1983 Postal and Telecommunications Act to change the decision. News of the revamping of Unpost services drew harsh criticism from politicians on all sides of the political divide in Roscommon. Outlining the devastating effects closures would have on rural areas, they were unanimous in their call for complete rethinking the issue. Together with the closure of sub-post offices, Unpost also plan a 7% hike in charges, the trebling of borrowing to $55 million to pay for rationalisation and new investment, and the introduction of more roadside letterboxes. The replacing of the personal delivery service with roadside boxes has also been condemned, with the harshest words of criticism on the issue coming from Strokestown councillor Eugene Murphy. The people of rural Ireland have already made known their dislike of these plastic boxes, said the irate councillor. The people of Dublin 4 will continue to have their mail pushed through their doors each day. Why should the people of rural Ireland be treated in a different manner? It is certainly not the fault of the people of rural Ireland if Unpost find itself in a tight corner financially, and they should not have to pay the price. Meanwhile, when contacted by the Roscommon Herald this week, a spokesman for Unpost explained that information on the sub-post offices facing closure would not be made public until such time as the unions involved were consulted. Among the groups to express concern at the cost-cutting measures were the IFA. Roscommon County Executive of the IFA are now seeking assurances from Unpost that rural areas will not suffer undue hardship as a result of Unpost plans for cutbacks. Rural areas will be the first to suffer from any major cutbacks in postal or other services provided by Unpost, said Michael Deegan, LFA, or IFA Executive Chairman. The implication for older people in the rural community are the most worrying because of the loss of personal services by the postman and local post offices. In the past, the IFA had opposed the imposition of roadside boxes on social and security grounds, added the chairman, describing the decision as unmitigated madness. Deputy John Connor said the plan would withdraw from the reach of thousands of rural dwellers one of the most important and most used public services. Worse still, he added, it would affect most adversely thousands of old age pensioners, widows and social welfare recipients who would be placed often at impossible distances from post offices. This crude, idiotic piece of panic going into effect. And there was literally everybody from across the political spectrum was unhappy with this development. So, as you can imagine, post office closures, changes to on post, etc., was a massive issue for the community in Roscommon and elsewhere, but in Roscommon. And with that, two particular candidates, Paul Byrne in Boyle and Danny Burke in Castlereagh, were running as what became known post office candidates. Boyle wants action, not promises. Commenting on the effect on his intensive canvas campaign, Boyle's on post candidate Paul Byrne commented on the gut reaction he is getting from the electorate of Boyle and surrounding areas on the post office issue, i.e. action and not empty promises. The electorate of Roscommon, he said, are no fools. The real issue is that they now face the prospect of yet another piece of rural life being eroded away by a cutback in a most vital service. People want positive action, not just mouthpieces towing the party line. The provision of emergency finance to rescue the road system from total collapse is a must. The policy must be that all roads be properly serviced and maintained at all times. Our bog roads should also be adequately developed and maintained. Farm road grants must be reintroduced. Why do rural people pay as much, if not more, road tax than our city counterparts and put up with such appalling conditions? Such appalling road conditions. I will be looking for the provision of dual carriageways in Roscommon, and why not? Our youth, the voice I represent. Stop emigration. In addition to the 250,000 unemployed in the country, has lost another 250,000 in a massive construction program in housing, roads, water and sewerage schemes, hospitals, schools and general amenities. In addition to providing badly needed resources, this would contribute to solving the emigration and unemployment problems. I also believe our young people should be entitled to unemployment assistance and medical cards in their own right, irrespective of family means. I will also be pressing for local council to put pressure on the government for full inquiry into motor insurance, particularly the exorbitant level of premiums charged to young people. I'm a strong believer in the facts the county council is a powerful force and can call the first shots in halting the decline of rural Ireland. County councils should have a major role in the preservation of the family farm through its services. Farming, as our main industry, should be better encouraged and developed to its full potential to help boost our economy, and everything now in place to discourage farming as a career should be abolished, i.e. Meads test for unemployment benefit for small farmers, planning fees for farm buildings, grants for agricultural buildings, drainage and improvements be increased. As one young farmer put it to me, Chagas should be pressed to introduce a scheme for the eradication of rushes and the grant aiding of lime and fertiliser in our poorer land areas. Byrne also called to lease space at Boyle Post Office. Since the automation of the telephone service in Boyle in 1984, two floors in Boyle Post Office are lying vacant, according to Boyle Independent candidate Mr. Paul Byrne. In a statement this week, he criticised on post for neglecting the situation and allowing the upper half of the building to fall into disrepair. In my opinion, he said, with the modest capital outlay, the two floors of office accommodation could be renovated and leased to local business or other state agencies, as in the case of other towns. In Loughrea, for example, part of the post office is occupied by the Department of Social Welfare.
This initiative would provide OnPost with much needed revenue given the present chronic state of the company's finances. As saving the postal service, he concluded, is one of my main priorities, the initiative outlined would be more socially and economically acceptable than downgrading the Boyle post office or expecting an old age pensioner to walk a mile to collect his mail from a roadside letterbox. Danny will deliver. This is in Castlereagh, Danny Burke. Castlereagh community candidate Danny Burke, who's adopted the slogan Danny will deliver, has launched his election manifesto. His 7-point plan tackles many issues of local concern, including the retention of the postal services and services for the elderly. On the postal services, he points out that the first priority must be the availability of on-post services to all the public without inflicting undue hardship on anyone, especially the elderly, disabled and those who lived in rural areas. The delivery, he added, of mail to all households in the town and in the rural areas must continue as at present. The postbox option is not acceptable in the rural areas. In times of economic difficulty and very high unemployment, it is not acceptable that OnPost, a semi-state company, is prepared to shed 1,500 jobs in search of viability, which all concerned in the company say is unattainable. Meanwhile, Mr. Burke adds that services for the elderly are being neglected in rural areas by the withdrawal of bus services between country villages and larger towns. Long-term residential facilities for the elderly, he said, are at a premium. More support is needed for those elderly people who are being nursed at home. More public health nurses and home helps must be employed to cater for the needs of those people. In some cases, more financial support for the relatives of the elderly nursed at home must be considered. So Danny Burke's electoral material. Danny Burke, Castlereagh community candidate. I want to do something for Castlereagh. Retain postal services. Improve employment in the area. Better services for the elderly. Rebuild roads in West Roscommon. Maintain and improve hospital and health services. Promote tourist amenities. Assessment of needs of youth and school leavers. Vote number one, Danny Burke. So again, an emphasis on some rural, not just the post office, but employment in the area, services for the elderly, and roads, and services such as hospitals and tourism, which could produce employment and make living in that area, make the quality of life better, with better hospitals and so in that area. Now, what's interesting here is that, yes, the two candidates, Burke and Byrne, are both post office candidates, but they see the post office and the downgrading of services, the introduction of roadside boxes and so on, as an anti-rural thing. Basically, rural Ireland, and it's the same, you'll often hear it today, but services are being withdrawn. I think Byrne mentioned roads and all the rest. And they feel that there isn't support for rural Ireland. I think somebody else, another councillor reminded that in Dublin Ford that they wouldn't consider taking your post away from them. It's a kind of, the on-post thing again is seen as an anti-rural thing, and that rural dwellers are paying the price, and without proper services, it's just not fair. There was also a feeling that, yes, people from the major parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and so on, were coming out against post office closures and other things, but in government, they were doing nothing about it. You know, the Fianna Fáil councillors, local Fianna Fáil people were coming up out against the post office closures and all the rest, but they were the party in government, and you know, it was felt that there was, you know, that was partially why there was, why both Byrne and Burke were seen as attractive votes. So in the election in Boyle, Byrne got 775 votes, just off the quota of 828. finishing second behind Kitty Dignan of Fine Gael, who got 813. But he was easily elected. And indeed, he was elected on the second count. In Castlereagh, Danny Burke polled 579 votes, finishing fourth and was elected on the fourth count. Castlereagh had four seats available, and Boyle had five seats available. So the two, Burke and Byrne, took the seats easily. It actually got national attention in a kind of negative way, in that they were lumped in with the Cavan Road Action Group, which is another episode on, and others seen as single issue candidates, and some of the national papers kind of diss them, kind of just look at them voting for the post office. But in fact, huge issue locally. Byrne takes Boyle ballot by storm. The big news from the Boyle electoral area was the success of Young Independent and the postal workers' representative Paul Byrne, who cleaned up in the town itself to take a second highest first preference vote, 775 out of nine candidates. And at 22 years of age, makes him one of, if not the youngest councillor ever on Roscommon County Council. Delighted at his election written all over his face, made all that sweeter by the knowledge that some hadn't given him any chance at all. Paul says his success was due to the big canvassing effort by, in particular, his father, Malachy, popular Boyle town commissioner, and the local postal workers. The people of Boyle have made the post office situation an issue, he said. And now the time has come to put pressure on the ministers to save the postal service in North Roscommon. He also said that many of the votes which got him elected on the second count came from young people who could easily associate with him, and that he would strive to get the youth a better deal at council level. And as for Burke, newcomer to the political scene, Danny Burke, explained that his election was not only a major victory for himself, but also for election workers who had fought a great campaign. Deciding to contest the election on the on post issue, he stated that his vote reflected the concern of the people. As an independent, he pointed out that he would be putting up a great fight on the council chamber to see that Castlereagh gets its fair share. The two councillors were elected on, the two on post councillors were elected. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to everybody who subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Tell your friends, share on social media, etc., etc. And thanks especially to those who've subscribed to the Patreon to support the podcast and the website. It's patreon.com/electionlit. Thanks.